This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Leela Devi Gartaula appointed as Chief Secretary of Government of Nepal. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses improving country's investment atmosphere to attract domestic and foreign investment. Parliamentary Committee directs Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Ministry to submit ICAO report within a week, seeks clarification for Nepal not being removed from EU's blacklist. And Typhoon Gaimi makes landfall in mainland China as it wreaks havoc in Taiwan and the Philippines. Now the news in detail. The government has appointed Acting Chief Secretary Leela Devi Gartaula as the Chief Secretary of the Government of Nepal. Unveiling yesterday's cabinet meeting decisions, Minister for Communication and Information Technology and government spokesperson Prithibi Subba Gurung said the government decided to appoint Gartaula as the Chief Secretary. Gartaula is the first woman Chief Secretary in Nepal's administrative history. Likewise, the cabinet meeting appointed vice chairperson and members of the National Planning Commission. According to Minister Gurung, Professor Dr. Sivaraj Adhikari of Palpa District has been appointed the National Planning Commission vice chairperson. Adhikari is a professor of economics at Trivan University. Similarly, the cabinet meeting appointed R.P. Bitsa, Dr. Ramesh Prasad Singh, Dr. Prakash Kumar Shrestha, Geeta Kumari Paudel Adhikari, Dr. Jay Bahadur Tandon and Ganga Datta Awasthi as the National Planning Commission members. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed on improving the country's investment atmosphere to attract more domestic and foreign investment. Receiving the performance report from Sushil Bhatta, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Investment Board of Nepal yesterday, Prime Minister Oli, who is also the chair of the Investment Board, said there should be continuous improvement of investment environment in the country. The Prime Minister also emphasized on enhancing institutional capacity of the board to develop it as a center of excellence of private-public partnership. The meeting of the International Relations and Tourism Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday directed the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation to submit International Civil Aviation Organization ICAO report to the committee within a week. Yesterday's meeting of the committee instructed Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Badri Prasad Pandey to attend the next meeting with an action plan on issues including the option of flying the Korean Airlines for the Nepali workers going to Korea. Committee Chairperson Rajkishore Yadav also instructed the minister to submit clear facts about the reason why Nepal had not been removed from the European Union's blacklist. Chairman Yadav also directed to make available the investigation report of Yeti Airlines aircraft accident that occurred in Pokhara last year at the committee's next meeting. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Dewa has voiced the need to have more women in the Council of Ministers. Minister Dewa said this during a discussion organized on the report of UN CEDAW committee yesterday. 4 cases of cholera infection have been reported in Lalitpur district. Dr. Mukesh Paurel, who is the chief of the Epidemiology and Outbreak Management section of the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, informed that the cholera infection was confirmed in 4 people, including through tests conducted at National Public Health Lab. All the cholera patients belong to a rehabilitation center in Godavari Municipality, Ward No. 14 of Lalitpur District. Head of the Lalitpur Public Health Office, Dr. Bhuvan Paudel, said the youths in the rehabilitation center suddenly developed diarrhea and were subsequently tested for cholera. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Kharga, has underlined the need to promote alternative energy, making it accessible to the people of remote areas. In his address to a program organized in his honor by the Alternative Energy Promotion Center in Kathmandu yesterday, the Energy Minister advised the center to make its plans prioritizing the needs of marginalized communities. Minister Kharga also advised the centre to explore the possibility of providing its services to grassroots level free of charge. Nepal has been elected the Vice President for the Asia-Pacific States of the UN Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC. Chief of the Permanent Mission of the Nepal to the United Nations in New York, Lok Bahadur Thapa will lead Nepal in the 54-member ECOSOC. Nepal will be the chair of the Asia-Pacific States next year. Nepal's election to the Vice President of the ECOSOC, one of the six main organs of the United Nations, was a matter of pride for the whole nation. The ECOSOC is the platform for fostering debate and innovative thinking, forging consensus on ways forward, and coordinating efforts to achieve socio-economic progress, including Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Typhoon Gaimi has made landfall in mainland China after wreaking havoc in Taiwan and the Philippines. More than 150,000 people living in the southeastern Chinese provinces of Fujian have been relocated to safer places in anticipation of the storm. It comes after widespread flooding and landslide across Taiwan and the Philippines, killing at least 21 people. The Philippines says it is racing against time to contain an oil spill after a tanker carrying 1.5 million liters of industrial fuel capsized and sank off the country's coast. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he decided to end his faltering re-election campaign in a bid to save U.S. democracy. The BBC cited Biden as saying he felt his record as president merited a second term, but that nothing can come in the way of saving the democracy. Addressing the Americans through television, he said he endorsed U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris to unite their fellow Democrats and the country. The White House speech marked his first public appearance since he left the race on the 21st of July, paving the way for Harris to run for the party's nomination. Pressure had been building on leader Biden from colleagues and donors to step aside over doubts about his ability to serve another term following a disastrous debate with Republican candidate Donald Trump. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Pachim Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Leela Devi Gortaula appointed as Chief Secretary of the Government of Nepal. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses improving country's investment atmosphere to attract domestic and foreign investment. Parliamentary Committee directs Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Ministry to submit ICAO report within a week, seeks clarification for not being removed from EU's blacklist. And Typhoon Gaimi makes landfall in mainland China as it wreaks havoc in Taiwan and the Philippines. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.